Losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dihydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Exit strategy. Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid says the Bush administration needs to outline an exit strategy for Iraq. In what Reid called a pre-buttal in advance of the State of the Union address Wednesday night, Reid said we need an exit strategy so that we know what victory is and how we can get there, so that we know what we need to do and so that we know when the job is done in Iraq. Reid cautioned, though, against setting a deadline for a troop withdrawal. He says that would empower those who don't want us there. Iran today expressing hope that the Iraqi elections will speed the departure of U.S. troops from the country. Russia's President Vladimir Putin praised the Iraqi vote. Jacques Chirac of France told Bush on the phone he was satisfied with the balloting's participation and the technical organization. A spokesman for Tony Blair says the British leader was pleased with the turnout. Germany's foreign minister also praised the election. A federal judge says the war on terror should not override the most basic fundamental rights. Judge Joyce Hens Green ruled some foreign terror suspects held in Cuba can challenge their confinement in American courts. She says the Supreme Court ruled last year that they have rights that lower courts should enforce. The judge's ruling goes against one made by a fellow Washington-based federal judge. He found foreign citizens captured outside the U.S. have no constitutional rights. A new study showing today that high school students see the First Amendment as a second-rate issue. The look at student attitudes shows that such teens think government censorship of newspapers may not be a bad thing, and they reportedly don't consider flag burning as protected free speech. ...2006 budget proposals submitted to Congress next week. Veterans groups and many in Congress have been pushing for that increase. In addition to the higher gratuity, the Pentagon would substantially increase life insurance benefits. The current $250,000 coverage offered to all service members would be raised to $400,000. For troops in the combat zone, the government would pay the premiums on the extra $150,000 coverage. This is Air America.
Valentine's Day just around the corner. Here's a tip. Order flowers today from Pro Flowers. Get one dozen of the freshest red roses you've ever seen for just $39.99. They'll be delivered elegantly in a gift box on the day you choose. Plus, you'll get a free vase worth $9.99. All this just for entering the special code NETRADIO. Pro Flowers gets their flowers direct from the grower with no middleman, giving you twice the freshness for about half the price. Join over 3 million satisfied customers who have ordered flowers fresh fresh from the fields from Pro Flowers. To get this offer, go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in Net Radio. That's the only word you'll need to get this special offer. Or call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and tell them you heard about them from Net Radio. For the freshest flowers at the best prices, go to ProFlowers.com. And don't forget to use the code Net Radio for this special offer.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions, and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Unfiltered.
Tuesday on Unfiltered. It's insanity under glass. Does Walter Reed Hospital, military meatloaf, come in camouflage? Our favorite commanders, Max Cleland, help us fall in line. Plus, Bluebell and Lady Toxic. Which is Rachel? Which is Liz? Secret decoder rings? Be damned. We decipher military code names. Unfiltered. Serving the reality-based community since April. On Air America Radio.
Well, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Hope you had a great weekend. Boy, if you live anywhere here in the Southeast, you had a great weekend, right? With the ice and the snow and the sleet and the falling limbs and the power outages and yada, yada, yada. We stuck around Friday night for 2 hours and left during Red's beginning of the third hour. And it was kind of funny because... we closed up the studio and walked outside, and I had Molly in the car carrier. Kathy had belted her in, and Molly was asleep. And I had about, 15 feet to walk to get to the car. And, oh, you're way ahead of me, right? Yeah, feet went off from under me, right down to my ass and elbow. And Molly stayed in the cart. Thank God it was belted and landed on my stomach. So, I laid there in the sleet, and the sleet was coming down. Kathy came over and scooped up the baby, got her in the car, and I'm just laying there going, I broke my hip! I broke my... Well, I didn't, nothing. As a matter of fact, it was... So anyway, we got home, and it was hell here. It really was. I know folks in Wisconsin and upstate New York and places like that go, so you had half an inch of sleet. Oh, big deal. It is in the South. Trust me, it is in the South. Atlanta was shut down on Saturday. It was unbelievable. We've been through this in the 30 years I've been here maybe 3 or 4 times. But anyway, we're back. No broken hips, no shattered elbows. The kid's okay. Kathy's okay, made it home, and spent the weekend just sitting in front of the fireplace, talking, So there you go. A little update on what happened. Because a lot of people wrote to us and said, hey, did you make it home okay? Because it was, you know, it was big news on Friday night, Friday afternoon and Friday night about the ice storm here in Atlanta. So there you go. Welcome again to Memphis, WWTQ 680 on the AM dial, who joined us on, I believe, Friday. Is that right, Kathy? Friday was the first night, and we pulled a short night. So welcome to Memphis. Good to be in Memphis, Memphis, Tennessee. All right, let's, before we get to the toy election that was held in Iraq, and I'm not minimizing the courage or the desperation of any Iraqi who went to the polls. Don't forget, a lot of those folks truly believe that if they show up and do their election, that the Americans would get the hell out of their country. So that was strong motivation, I'm sure. Although holding an election while the country is being occupied by a foreign military is also against international law, not to mention Geneva Conventions. But we don't honor or respect any international law any longer. Under George W. Bush, the laws are what he says they are. That's true with foreign policy, and it will soon be true with domestic policy. Anyway, we'll get to that election a little bit later in the program. One thing about Bush that apparently we missed, this was last week when Bush met with the members of the Congressional Black Caucus. There was a meeting, I believe, in the White House, and I'm not sure how many of the 43 members of the Democratic Black Caucus were there. Representative Jesse Jackson Jr. was there. But Bush told the Congressional Black Caucus, quote, he didn't know anything about, end quote, renewal of the 1965 Voting Rights Act. This was last Wednesday. Now, this is astonishing when you stop and think about it. The 1965 Voting Rights Act has to be renewed every 25 years. And I don't know why that was written into the law. I guess because when it was passed in 1965, maybe that's what the white people who wanted equality for black people, they had to put that in there so that the white racists in this country would figure, okay, we'll play with the Negroes for 25 years, and then when it comes up for renewal, we'll just change it or destroy it. Now, they tried to destroy it when Reagan was president. The last time it was came up was in 1982. Which doesn't seem like that. That's not 15. That's not 25 years. So I'm not sure. Don't send me an email. I really don't care. All I'm saying is the last time the act was renewed was in 1982 under Reagan. Now what Reagan tried to do was dilute the act. So Congress had to step in, a Democratic-controlled Congress, and strengthen it. It's up for renewal 25 years after its last renewal. So it comes up in 2007. Okay, that's the setting. That's the background. That's the backstory. The front story, the item that made it into the news, is the fact that Bush doesn't know what the hell the Voting Rights Act is, A. B, didn't understand what it meant to renew it. According to several members of the Black Caucus, when asked whether he supported, when Bush was asked whether he supported extending the Voting Rights Act, when it comes up for renewal in 2007, he said, according to Representative Jackson, that he didn't know anything about it, but he'll deal with the legislation that comes before him. Now, a Tribune, a Chicago Tribune columnist, and it was, I'm not sure who it was, it might have been Eric Zorn, who wrote about the event, said that another congressman told him that Bush's response was mind-boggling. Representative Jackson himself said he was disillusioned and greatly disappointed that a man who just a week or two earlier commemorated the life of Martin Luther King Jr. didn't understand the most important piece of legislation for civil rights in the 20th century. Why is that a shock? Why are members of the Congressional Black Caucus, when they sit down with this doofus, George Bush, and he is a doofus. He's a moron. He's an absolute moron. I don't care how many people say, oh, you underestimate. No, I don't. He's an absolute freak. He's the most ignorant man ever to occupy that office. He could be the most ignorant man ever to do anything. I don't know. Maybe Vernon, you know, that guy in the commercials, maybe he was stupider. But Bush is beyond stupid, okay? That's stipulated. That's stipulated. This is a dumb man. But to not understand that the Voting Rights Act has to be renewed periodically, it has to be. And Bush sits there and says, well, whatever legislation comes across my desk, I'll take a look at it. It just never stops, does it? Huh? Never stops. Never stops. Now, Jesse Jackson Jr.'s press secretary, Frank Watkins, said he thought that the Voting Rights Act had always been looked at with some disdain by Republicans in the South. 3, 2, 1. Duh! Watkins said, I think the South would take the position that 42 years since it was enacted is enough for the North to keep its foot on the South's neck. What they would try to do is change the criteria for proving voter discrimination in court from proving effect to proving intent. It's like asking an NBA referee to only call intentional fouls. Okay. Well, Bush has four more. He's got 4 years. He's got 4 years to brutalize progressive legislation. This is what the Republicans are about. They're about destroying. They're reaching all the way back to the 30s to destroy Social Security. Utterly and absolutely destroy it. Even Republicans have figured that one out, okay? I don't believe anything's going to happen to Social Security. I think this is just going to be an issue that Bush talks about until somebody comes up and says, stupid, hey, stupid, you're losing votes on this one. Then he'll shut up, all right? Even Republican members of Congress, the House anyway, are getting close to asking Mr. Bush to put a cork in it where it concerns Social Security. Because, you know, even these Republican thugs back home, even in Tom DeLay's district, yes, indeedy, even down there in Texas, they have people who draw Social Security. And people who see Social Security as being a vital part of the social safety net, social safety net in this country. So I don't think anything's going to happen. I just wish that media in this country would stop treating it as though it were a viable issue. It is not. Social Security, and still, on CNN to me, I don't watch jackasses at Fox. I watch CNN and MSNBC when I have to. And CNN is the most egregious. Continuing to talk about Social Security is going to be bankrupt in 17 years, which is an absolute lie. It's just not true. So anyway. I just got off on a tangent, didn't I? I don't even know how I got there. All right, stick around, True Seekers. We have miles to go before we sleep tonight and a lot of ground to cover. So we'll take a break and be right back. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month, guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month, guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
This is Merlin Olson for the National Association for the Self-Employed. Have you ever wondered what other small business owners do for their benefits? It's not an easy task to find benefits. Tell you what I did. I joined the National Association for the Self-Employed. They're the nation's leading resource for microbusiness owners. The NASC offered me the perfect small business benefit package at an affordable price. I gained access to affordable health insurance and also a great package of discounts on other personal and business benefits. Things I can really use, like discounted dental services, taxes, unlimited tax advice, and emergency road service. If you're self-employed or you run a micro business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Health insurance is underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. So effective, over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. What is it? It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. An innovation so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. Now you can get a free sample of the incredible material behind this mattress and a free Better Sleep video. Call 1-800-254-7788. The Tempur-Pedic mattress contours to every curve of your body. It relieves the pressure points that make you toss and turn. You'll sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. And for people with back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers extraordinary relief. For a free sample of the Tempur material, call 1-800-254-7788. Call now, and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. So feel for yourself what all the excitement is about. Call 1-800-254-7788. That's 1-800-254-7788.
I lost my boy next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
Hey, get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for
standing up to the flying monkey right. It's more of Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour. Very quick constitutional history lesson. As if you and I needed this, but we all know that the First Amendment to the Constitution is the First Amendment because it is the first one of the original ten, because it is literally the keystone to how Americans or citizens of the United States have traditionally defined ourselves, right? The freedom of religion, speech, press, and assembly. Now, as far as I'm concerned, everything else flows from those first four. The First Amendment, those four freedoms. Nothing in this society or any other society, as far as I'm concerned, is more fundamental to the idea of liberty and freedom and self-government than those four. Now, those four stipulations, freedom of religion, press, speech, and assembly. Now, we know that all four are being ripped to pieces. We understand that. In the age of Bush, not the age of Bush, we can go back. Let's go back to the age of Lyndon Johnson. That'd probably be a good starting point, and up through the next six or seven, eight administrations. But this administration, the Bush administration, is shredding, ripping to pieces those concepts. Now, how bad is it? It is so bad that high school students are beginning to think that government censorship of newspapers may not be a bad thing. High school students are beginning to think that burning a flag does not constitute free speech. And according to an Associated Press article, it turns out the First Amendment has become a second-rate issue to many of those who are nearing their own adult independence, and that's according to a study of high school attitudes that was released today. When told of the exact text of the First Amendment, when these high school students were said were told, look, here is what it says, and then it just partly explained to them what it means. More than one in three high school students said that the First Amendment goes, quote, too far, end quote, in the rights it guarantees. Only half of the student survey said newspapers should be allowed to publish freely without government approval of stories. I mean, I can't believe this. I mean, I have to believe it because the survey was conducted by researchers at the University of Connecticut. It is billed as the largest of its kind, more than 100,000 students, 8,000 teachers, 500 administrators at 544 public and private high schools took part in this in early 2004. And the results are coming out now. Hodding Carter III, yes, you know his name, president of the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, which sponsored the study and spent $1 million on it, said these results are not only disturbing, they are dangerous. Hodding Carter went on to say, ignorance about the basics of this free society is a danger to our nation's future. This is the scariest part to me. You know, other than Molly, all of my kids, my youngest kid is 26 and my oldest is crossed 40. And I have tried to maintain over their lifetimes, you know, a constant reality check with my kids as they went from kids to teenagers to 20-somethings to, you know, stuttering or sputtering careers and refocusing themselves and maybe a little more school, maybe a little less school and marriages and divorces and kids. You know, I've been very successful in keeping abreast of how they're thinking. You know, what is your attitude? Because they've got a burden. My kids have a burden. They have this insane liberal as a father. And you know, there's a natural tendency in kids to rebel against parental authority. And I've always thought, oh God, please don't let one of these kids turn out to be conservative. Well, so far as I know, it hasn't happened. But they're beyond, you know, they're almost, if not totally, formed by now, right? If you're not formed by the time you're in the mid-30s, you better, you know, get some help or something. I don't know, start over, do something. Or keep exploring. I don't know. Maybe some people don't get formed until they're in their 60s, 70s. Who knows? I'm not suggesting you ever stop trying to find your shape. You understand what I'm saying? But to read something like this where high school kids, where one in three say, well, that First Amendment thing, I don't know, man. Like, whoa, you know, like, maybe it shouldn't be like that, you know? And half of the students, 100,000 high school students, and only half said newspapers should be allowed to publish freely without government approval of the stories. Jesus H, my goodness, where are we? Huh? This is the job that has been done on these people. Now, where do you put the blame? Yeah, let's assess blame. You know, I don't believe in blamelessness. Well, of course we put the blame where it belongs, on the right wing, the neo-Nazis that run this country now. Doesn't this frighten you? Huh? Does it frighten you?
And what did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned our government must be strong. It's always right and never wrong. Our leaders are the finest men, and we elect them again and again. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school.
Love the great taste of a Quiznos sub? Ever thought of owning your own business? Well, you can, and here's how. Call 1-800-975-QUIZ or go to quiznosradio.com to attend a free Quiznos sub franchise open house. With more than 3,700 restaurants worldwide, yours can be next. Attend the Quiznos sub franchise open house on February 8th, 9th, or 10th. For reservations, call 1-800-975-QUIZ or go to quiznosradio.com.
Quiznos.
Did you know that most vacuums sold today spew dust and bacteria back into the air your family breathes? It's disgusting, I know. Hi, I'm David Orrick, and I want to assure you that my 8-pound Orrick XL does not blow dirt back into the air. For a healthier environment, you want a hypoallergenic Orrick XL. Call me at 1-800-989-4200 for a free 30-day trial. 1-800-989-4200. I promise, my Orrick XL won't blow dirt back into the air. Ever.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't cutting it. I still had flakes and dry scalp. So I switched to Selsun Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers. Doctor recommended Selsun Blue has a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff. Plus, it keeps my hair and scalp healthy and flake-free.
If you see flakes, try Selsun Blue. Selsun Blue Moisturizing Dandruff Shampoo.
I'm telling you, it really works.
Never wear black without the blue. Selsun Blue. Uses direct.
We all know face-to-face meetings aren't always possible, and conference calls can be so ineffective. The solution is simple. Meet online with GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, hosting online meetings has never been so easy or affordable. You can present, demonstrate, or collaborate online by showing your computer screen to colleagues, clients, or even friends from anywhere. It's just like you were in the same room. You're not charged per minute like other online meeting providers, such as WebEx, so hold as many meetings as you need for as long as you want for one low rate. Plus, your conference calling is free. GoToMeeting is so easy to use. After a 2-minute setup, you can set up meetings in seconds. So try GoToMeeting and meet away from anywhere. For a special time-limited free 30-day trial with unlimited usage, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Radio Listeners button, and use America as your promo code. That's GoToMeeting.com. Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Try GoToMeeting free today. You'll love it.
Who is it?
Special delivery.
Who?
Pizza Man.
Hey, you're not the Pizza Man. You're the cable guy again.
Price Patrol.
No, you're not. I can see your van. You're the cable company. I'm not going to let you raise my rates again. I'm calling American Satellite to get a DirecTV system.
Homeland Security.
Are you going to offer me over 125 digital quality channels for as little as $39.99 a month, including my local channels?
Ice Cream Man.
Yeah, like that's going to work. If I call American Satellite right now, I can get a 4-room DirecTV system, including professional installation free. Can you beat that?
Pizza Man.
You already tried that. Well, that's it. I'm calling to get my DirecTV system.
Call American Satellite at 1-800-264-0071. That's 1-800-264-0071. Ask how you can get 3 free months of HBO and Cinemax. 1-800-264-0071. Add $4.99 a month for second and each additional receiver. Offer ends 2/28/05. Call now.
All right, Gloria, who is he?
Who's who, Harold?
That guy who emails you every day.
You mean AccuWeather.com?
Oh, you admit it. Who is he?
I signed up for AccuWeather.com Alert. I get the local forecast for anywhere, anytime, email to me every day.
Well, isn't he thoughtful?
No, Harold, it's a web thingy. AccuWeather.com Alert also emails me any severe weather bulletins right away.
You expect me to believe that?
And it's free, Harold.
Free? How stupid do you think I am, Gloria?
On a scale of 1 to 10?
AccuWeather.com. Link to it for free, access it for free, buy it for your site.
Hi, friends. This is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now, why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
Air America is more than just on your radio. Visit us on the web at airamericaradio.com.
It's on the internet.
We've added a show preview section so you can see who and what's coming up on your favorite shows. We also round up news that matters to you so that you can read up on the top stories of the day.
And it's hard work.
While you're at airamericaradio.com, visit our bookstore. There you'll find books mentioned on Air America Radio offered at huge discounts.
I know that.
airamericaradio.com, your source for everything Air American.
In 1994, there were 67 schools in Texas that were rated exemplary, according to our own tests.
I'll bet they were. They were rated exemplary. And most of them were in Houston, and it turns out, George, that the superintendent of Houston schools, you know, the guy who was your education secretary for 4 years, lied and cheated on the results. How about having a press conference and... Oh, never mind. Now, back to the high school kids who think the First Amendment is really kind of pushing it. And, you know, one out of three students said the First Amendment is a little bit over the top. Huh? It goes too far, is the way they labeled the First Amendment. Too far in the rights and guarantees, and only half the students said newspapers should be allowed to publish freely. And where does the blame go? Well, obviously the blame goes on the school boards. It goes on the media, the right-wing media, the right-wing school boards. And I hate to say it, but the half-witted parents who allow this to happen. How can you raise a child? Huh? How can you raise a child in the United States of America over the past 10 years, because these high school kids would have been 6 or 7 years old 10 years ago. How can you raise your child to believe? And either this is a sin you committed, a crime you committed, a crime of omission or commission against your own child and against your society. How can you allow your child to grow up to the age of 17 or 18 thinking this way? I mean, I don't understand. I really don't. I think a parent who does that in the United States over the past 10 years is shameful. Absolutely shameful. These people would probably have been much happier living in a totalitarian state, because that's what these results indicate. That democracy, representative government, a free society is bad. Totalitarianism, the government is always right. Mind your P's and Q's, sit down and shut up, is always good. Right? I don't know. Back to the study. The students were even more restrictive in their views about all this than the older people, the administrators, the teachers. This is the part that's scary. When asked whether people should be allowed to express unpopular views, 97% of teachers and 99% of school principals said yes. Only 83% of students did. Now, that would tend to make you think, well, then, Malloy, it's not the teachers and the school principals, the administration. Yes, it is. Because these may be the beliefs that the principals and the teachers hold, but they're not passing the beliefs on to the kids. This is the kind of stuff that scares me. According to the article, the results reflected indifference. Indifference. Now, we have a lot of 17, 18, 19-year-olds who are being sucked into the killing machine of the Bush-Rumsfeld-Pearl-Wolfowitz destructive force in the Middle East. Are we to believe then that the 17 and 18 and 19-year-olds who are being sucked into the killing machine believe that... What do they believe? They're being told that they're going to Iraq. Now they're being told to establish democracy. What does democracy mean to the 17, 18, and 19-year-olds who are being sucked into the Wolfowitz, Pearl, Bush, Cheney murder machine? What is it that they think? If they think at all. And no reflection on the soldiers and the Marines. They have had their brains scrubbed thoroughly before they're ever turned loose to kill or be killed. And as far as the reservists who are being told to go kill or be killed, maybe it gets down to a matter of survival over there, right? I mean, I don't know. If you offer up criticism, you're attacking the troops. Far be it for me to attack the troops. I wish the troops would all lay down their weapons, turn around, and march west, and don't stop until they get back to the United States. Almost 3 in 4 students said that they took the First Amendment for granted and didn't really know how they felt about it. 75% don't know how they feel about it. Now, forget the other statistics. When you have that kind of a number, it says almost 3/4, so let's call it 70%. When you have 70% of your teenager, your seniors and juniors saying, well, you know, the First Amendment, I'm not sure how I feel about that. The right to petition the government, the right of free assembly, the freedom of speech, the freedom of religion. I don't know about that. You know, you give them freedom of religion and they won't want to be Christian. You give them freedom of speech and they might say something that is awkward. You give them freedom of assembly and they might get together those damn placards that say things like Bush is a killer. So I don't know, man. Like, wow. You know what I'm saying? How do we get to this? How do we get to this? 3 in 4 students in the survey. 100,000 students. So 3 in 4 is what? 75,000 said flag burning is illegal. It's not. Half the students. What's half of 100,000? 50,000 said that the government can restrict material on the internet. It can't. How do we get to this? How do we get to this? Now, here's the problem. You and I, truth seeker, if you're over the age of 30, you know, we've had our time. If you're over the age of 50, we've had our time too. It really doesn't make a whole hell of a lot of difference, does it, truth seeker? If you're sitting listening to this program and you're 38 or 45 or 61 or 76, it really doesn't matter, does it? Oh, you can keep the flame burning, the flame of freedom and constitutional law and representative government. You can keep it burning inside your heart and your mind because that's how you were brought up. That's how I was brought up. But we're talking about the young kids, the new kids, huh? The 19, 18, 17, 16-year-olds. Now, there are bigger global problems facing us than this issue. But as far as a self-governing society, I cannot think of a more critical issue than this one. I'm stunned. I have to say, I'm a jaded... be careful. Individual. You know, I've got calluses 8 inches deep all over my body. I just thought to myself, hey, nothing can surprise you, Malloy. You came up through the Cuban Missile Crisis in Vietnam and the assassination of anybody who popped their head up. Nothing can surprise you. This did. This scares me. This scares me for the future of this country. And you right-wingers who lurk around this program, I hate your guts because you are the ones who have done this. Damn you. Damn you for doing this. Damn you for doing this to our kids. For supporting lying thugs on the air with by turning your dial to listen to Hannity or Limbaugh or Savage. These people who want to murder America. They want to murder the Constitution. They want to turn this country into a total totalitarian state because they are at the top of the heap. They don't care. It doesn't affect them. And you right-wing lurkers, you freepers, you people who put this poison out there, all I can say on the radio is damn you. Damn you for destroying my country. Damn you for putting this kind of murderous stuff inside the heads of young people. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Now, in Vancouver, British Columbia, a man there, a cop, a constable. Huh? a policeman. Was pulled over, now in Canada. The guy's name is David Lang. He was driving on a highway near Hope, British Columbia. He was pulled over by a man with a heavy Texas accent. The man advised Mr. Lang that this was a British Columbia road check. He asked David Lang, the Canadian citizen, for his driver's license and his vehicle registration. Now get this. This is a Vancouver police officer, David Lang. He's being pulled over and given directions by an American who won't identify himself. Lang refused to let the officers search his car. Under Canadian law, police officers don't have the right to do that. The American was a Texas state trooper. Is there any more of a neo-Nazi than a Texas state trooper? If there is, somebody tell me who it is. Who would it be? Don't even send me an email about their good ones. No, they're not. They're brown shirts. They're Nazis. Every single police force in the United States is being militarized and Nazified. And the Texas State Highway Patrol leads the pack. I'm surprised they don't still lynch people. Maybe they do. So here's a Texas State Trooper working with members of the Hope, British Columbia detachment of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. And you might wonder what the hell they're doing in Canada? I'll tell you when we come back.
Blame Canada! Blame Canada! It seems that everything's gone wrong since Canada came along.
Blame Canada! Blame Canada!
They're not even a real country anyway.
My son could have been a doctor or a lawyer, isn't it true? They say he burned up like a piggy on a barbecue.
Should we blame the matches? Should we blame the fire? Or the doctors who allowed it to expire?
I called this meeting because one of you, and I have my suspicions who it is, left this in my desk.
Generex?
Was it you, Schmidt?
No, sir.
Boyd?
Not me.
It was me, sir.
Ah, I should have known. Thank you, Jones. Finally, something worked.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Denerex. Denerex penetrates deep down into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
Thanks for taking an interest, Joan.
Oh, I'm interested.
Are you finally ready for Denerex? Use as directed.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Planet check. The majority of animals collected on coral reefs in the wild go to people's fish tanks, and 80% of that is fueled by the U.S.
That's Drew Weiner, director of Reef Protection International, which educates people on the marine aquarium trade.
How they're collected, what's being done to try to remedy some of the dangerous collection practices.
Some collectors in the Philippines and Indonesia use cyanide to capture these fish.
The cyanide stuns the fish, but the majority of those fish end up dying.
The live ones are transported from the reefs back to the collection facility.
facilities.
Then they're bagged up and put on planes where they may sit for 2 or 3 days in customs in L.A.
Some studies show a 90% mortality rate.
There's no reason for us to be wasting this much animal life just to be able to have as pets.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive. And the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute. But after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm a guy who's a boss on this highway, so watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm working for the state. I'm a highway patrol.
Yeah. Well, the problem is British Columbia is not a United States state. You understand what I'm saying? So anyway, the deal is, here's this guy, David Lang, a Vancouver police officer, Canadian citizen, pulled over on a road outside of Hope, British Columbia, by a guy with a Texas accent, wants to have his driver's license, vehicle registration. Lang hands it over, and then they want to search his car, and he tells him politely to stick it where the sun don't shine. But why was this happening? Well, the American is a state Texas state trooper working with a member of the Hope Detachment of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. So the pair wind up giving Lang, a fellow officer, a ticket for having two different addresses for his insurance and his registration. Huh? They'll teach Mr. Lang, won't they? They'll show him a thing or three. Seconds later, Lang says, a different RCMP officer and a Texas trooper stopped his car, decided he was driving under the influence of marijuana, searched his vehicle and his 2-year-old son. And 3, 2, 1. Duh! The police found no drugs. And despite saying he was impaired just moments earlier, let him go. So this guy sues. Who in the hell wouldn't? They settle out of court. The Texas State Troopers were in British Columbia as part of an exchange program with the Mounties to stop and spot drug traffickers. It's called Pipeline Convoy. And it involves training people to detect those who are lying or try and hide things from the police. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police need this, don't they? A spokesman For the RCMP, Sergeant John Ward said the Texas Troopers Profiling Program provides great help to the Mounties. He says, you know, the Americans do a lot of this, and they've been doing it for quite some time, so there's a lot of opportunity on both sides of the border to become closer. What? Of course, yeah, you're way ahead of me in the story. David Lang, the Vancouver cop, says, and his lawyer, they disagree. They say when it comes to narcotics, American attitudes and Canadian laws are quite different. Lang says, we have different freedoms than they have. You don't want to mesh too much. You don't want your police meshing to the point where we start taking on other police jurisdictions' policies, not to mention other countries' policies. So the RCMP settled with Lang out of court when he threatened to sue for unlawful detention. But the Mounties, here it comes, defend the search, saying Lang looked suspicious because his eyelashes were fluttering and his eyes were flashing. Yeah. Flashing eyes and fluttering eyelashes. Oh my God. There's a scientifically reliable method, isn't it? But that's what we have in this country. Now, here's my question to you Canadians who tune into this program. Why in the hell are you allowing this to happen? Why aren't you in the streets of Hope, BC, or Vancouver demanding that these American stormtroopers get the hell out of your country? An American phony televangelist, a radio thug, this Dobson, is now advising the Canadian government to put a stop to gays getting married. And we've got cops from Texas telling your police, oh, well, if their eyes flash, stop them and search them. You don't need a warrant. And then we wonder why American high school kids, right? American high school kids say, First Amendment? Well, I don't know. I don't think the First Amendment is all that important. Why? What's the First Amendment about? Am I mocking them? Yes! Yes. This is scary stuff. It is. Now, which is a perfect time. Do we have time to do a... Okay. Perfect time to play a little bit of tape. We'll play it when we come back. Of this creature known as Ann Coulter. Huh? Ann Coulter was on Canadian television, on the CBC. They have an investigative news program there called The Fifth Estate. And they had a one-hour special on the hijacking of the American media by conservative bullies. Thugs. Killers. Neo-Nazis. And the program included a chat with this creature, Ann Coulter, who gloated to the correspondent, Canadian correspondent Bob McCone, Bob McCone, about how her side, that's the United States, is winning and the Canadian side is losing. And then Coulter went into a rant about how Canada is disloyal for not sending troops to Iraq. You got to hear this. We'll play it for you when we come back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
I try not to denigrate entire groups of people, like the French, professional wrestling fans, or telephone solicitors. But I may have to break this rule for Republicans. I'm starting to wonder, do Republicans know how to think for themselves? This fall we learned that 72% of Republicans believe Iraq had actual weapons of mass destruction, even after it had been widely reported that the administration's WMD hunters had concluded Iraq had no WMDs. Now the Pew Research Center reports that 66% of Republicans say, quote, we all should be willing to fight for our country whether it is right or wrong. That means Republicans believe it is perfectly fine to sacrifice their fellow citizens and kill people overseas, even innocent civilians, for a mistake. Two-thirds of Republicans are willing to see others die for no good reason? This is not patriotism. This is behaving like sheep. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn for Air America Radio.
If your doctor says you're at risk for a heart attack, there's a Bayer made just for your heart, and it can have a big impact on your life. It's Bayer Low Dose. It was the first low-dose safety-coated aspirin, and it can significantly reduce your risk of a heart attack. Aspirin is not appropriate for everyone, so be sure to talk to your doctor before you begin an aspirin regimen. And remember, no other brand prevents more heart attacks than Bayer. The more you know, the more you trust Bayer.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Hello, everybody. This is Dave the Alligator Wrangler, deep in the walls of the swamp. There's the alligator now. I'm going to sneak up on her. I'm really lucky that the thunderstorms we had yesterday have passed, so as I don't startle her. If there's one thing that makes an alligator grumpy, it's a thunderstorm.
Ow!
She's got me arm in her mouth. I should have checked AccuWeather.com for the latest, most accurate weather anywhere. Now, if I could just get my arm back, I could type in AccuWeather.com and find out about the thunderstorm.
Ow!
AccuWeather.com. Access it for free, link to it for free, and buy it for your site. Come on, give me the arm back. That's a good girl.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 Motels are individually owned and operated.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley, investigating Gonzalez. U.S.-based human rights lawyers are asking German prosecutors to investigate the U.S. Attorney General nominee for possible war crimes. These attorneys say Alberto Gonzalez should be part of an investigation they're seeking into the actions of U.S. officials in Iraq. The New York-based Center for Constitutional Rights has already filed a suit with German federal prosecutors, saying U.S. officials are responsible for acts of torture at Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison. The suit names Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and former CIA Director George Tenet. The attorneys say they chose Germany for the lawsuit because of its laws allowing prosecution of human rights violations across national boundaries. The group says new documents detail how Gonzalez's testimony before the U.S. Senate implicates him, they say, in war crimes. German prosecutors have yet to open investigation into the original complaint, and it's still not clear if they will. A federal judge says the war on terror should not override the most basic fundamental rights. Judge Joyce Hensgreen ruled some foreign terror suspects held in Cuba, Guantanamo Bay, can challenge their confinement in the American courts. She says the Supreme Court ruled last year they do have the rights that lower courts should enforce. That ruling, though, goes against one made by a different Washington-based federal judge. He found that foreign citizens captured outside the U.S. have no constitutional rights in America. A militant group in Iraq vowing to continue its holy war despite the elections. The statement from the group linked to Jordanian terrorist Abu Musab al-Zarqawi posted on the Internet. It repeats the group members' determination, they say, to remain enemies of democracy. In Kuwait today, police burst into what they said were suspected terrorist hideouts, arresting a reputed terror boss, setting off a ferocious gun battle, killing at least four of his followers and a bystander. In the raid, police arrested six suspected militants. The government said four militants and a bystander were killed, but Kuwait TV reports that one of the arrested militants wounded in the fighting has now died. On Sunday, security forces in Kuwait fought with militants in a residential district of Kuwait City in violence that killed three people. Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton says it wasn't as dramatic as it sounds. She had a fainting spell earlier today in Buffalo. The former first lady had been feeling ill. She says she had a stomach bump. The Vatican won't say Pope John Paul got a flu shot, but he now apparently has the flu. Vatican Radio describing it as a mild case, but the ailing Pope canceled scheduled audiences today, the first time he's had to do that for medical reasons since September 2003. John Paul has Parkinson's disease and a number of other ailments. This is Air America Radio News.
Time to renovate your kitchen? Well, don't replace your cabinets. Just reface them with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. And with Sears, it's satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call now for a free in-home estimate. 1-800-225-5991. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's custom cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-225-5991.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Wipe your debt clean. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Tuesday's Morning Sedition. The Democratic Party is about to choose a new leader, but first they're going to have to go through us. It starts tomorrow with a Democratic strategist who says all we really need is a Democratic strategist. Really? Find out and join us on a trip to Planet Bush on Tuesday's Morning Sedition.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. The neocons, the brown shirts, the Republicans, the right-wingers in this country are if anything, brazen. They wallow in their ignorance, and they flaunt their ignorance. And why not? You know, the guy in the White House takes pride in the fact that he was a C student, and it was only a gentleman's C. That's what they give people who go to school on white people's affirmative action. And can't cut the work. You know, because the white person in question is there, because Pappy was there, or Grandpappy was there, or Mammy or somebody. So they got to cut some slack for these little white devils when they come into an otherwise good school. And you know they're going to grow up and start screaming about the Negroes having affirmative action. And the only reason the white devils are there is because of white people's affirmative action. Okay? We all know that. We all know that. A lot of white people won't admit that, but we all know that. That's what it's called. They have a nice word for it. They don't call it affirmative action. That sounds too, too much negritude in that phrase. They call it a legacy. See, legacy has no negritude in it. Legacy. So we're led by a C student who only got his C because of white boys' affirmative action. A dude who brags he doesn't read. We're an international joke. And, of course, the neocons that run this country now really don't care. Take Ann Coulter, please. She doesn't even care that she embarrasses herself on Canadian TV about Canada's involvement in Vietnam. These people, you know, of course, nothing embarrasses them. With a leader like Bush, they always have cover. No matter what they say, it's not as stupid as Bush said that afternoon or yesterday morning or 5 minutes ago. So they have perfect cover. Now, here's an example. CBC interview. Bob McCone, on the show Fifth Estate. This is from last Thursday. Ann Coulter gloating to the correspondent about how her side is winning and they're losing. What's she referring? I guess she's referring to Iraq. Then Coulter goes into a rant about how Canada is disloyal for not sending troops to Iraq. Now, Coulter exposes herself here. You'll pardon the expression. Oh, God, I didn't just say that. It just isn't clear from the exchange if she is genuinely confused or purposefully misrepresenting the truth. But that's what you expect from a neo-Nazi, especially a tall blonde one. Here's the exchange. It starts out with Coulter.
Canada sent troops to Vietnam. Was Vietnam less containable and more of a threat?
No, actually, Canada did not send troops to Vietnam.
I don't think that's right.
Canada did not send troops to Vietnam.
Indochina?
No. Canada... Second World War, of course. Korea? Yes.
I think you're wrong.
No, it took a pass on Vietnam.
I think you're wrong.
No, Australia was there, not Canada.
I think Canada sent troops. Well, I'll get back to you on that.
Okay.
Arrogant bitch. I'll get back to you on that. She's talking to a Canadian. A Canadian journalist. I think you're wrong. No, Australia... was there, not Canada. I think Canada sent troops. No. Well, I get back to you on that. It's you know, Gonzalez, Coulter, Carrick, Bush, Wolfowitz. The ignorance is just unbelievable. And I usually ignore Ann Coulter. I think she is a huge pile of human waste. I ignore her. But this was just too good to pass up. She is going to instruct a British journalist. Now, somebody do a Google real quick, because I didn't, and see if Canada really did or did not have troops in Vietnam. Of course, I know the answer to that. Do we allow torture? I'll get back to you on that. And it's just amazing how... With a cavalier attitude that is staggering, when the interviewer says no, we didn't have troops in Vietnam, and Coulter comes right back with Indochina. Well, yeah, we probably did. You freak! And it was even more illegal than South Vietnam. But that's how these people think. Disgusting. This is all over the place. I know you've gotten a copy of it. Jesus, I've gotten about 30 copies of it. Okay, which is fine. I'm not complaining. A lot of people send stuff for me to consider for the program, and I dearly appreciate it. I really appreciate it. But here it is again. This is September 3rd, 1967. It's from the archives, WashingtonMonthly.com. It was in the New York Times, written by Peter Gross. Here's what it says. United States officials were surprised and heartened today at the size of turnout in South Vietnam's presidential election, despite a Viet Cong terrorist campaign to disrupt the voting. According to reports from Saigon, 83% of the 6 million registered voters cast their ballots yesterday. Many of them risked reprisals threatened by the Viet Cong. A successful election has long been seen as the keystone in President Johnson's policy of encouraging the growth of constitutional processes in South Vietnam. The election was the culmination of the constitutional development that began in January 1966, to which President Johnson gave his personal commitment when he met Premier Ky and General Tu, the Chief of State, in Honolulu in February. The purpose of the voting was to give legitimacy to the Saigon government, which has been founded only on coups and power plays since November 1963, when President Ngo Dinh Diem was overthrown by a military junta. Does it sound familiar? Of course. Of course. Some things never change, do they? Huh? Now the election itself? Oh, my God. The question, this came to me over the weekend, too. It was interesting to note the media coverage of the Iraqi expatriate voters. Worldwide, the BBC reports that there are about 250,000. About 26,000 are in the United States. Many have come out to vote in the countries they are now living. Many have expressed great emotional pleasure and satisfaction at being able to vote. It has been very moving to hear them speak. It raises a question, though. Why aren't they in Iraq fighting for their freedom and liberation? How many Iraqi Americans are in the United States military fighting in Iraq? It's my guess that the number is close to zero. And if I am correct, the question needs to be asked, why? The writer goes on to say, we have heard stories of American men and women who thought they had satisfied their military commitment only to be called back into the individual ready reserve to be sent to Iraq. One was 70 years old. What specific recruiting efforts has the U.S. military made to enlist Iraqi Americans to fight for their nation's liberation? What similar efforts have been made in other countries where they reside? My guess, the writer says, is that there have been no such efforts. If I am correct, then why is this so? If there have been such efforts, then what has been the result? That is, how many expatriate Iraqis have stepped forward to go fight? Yeah, you know, it reminds me of Gulf War I. Now, granted, our death toll, our soldiers in Marines in Gulf War I, I believe, was under 300 or 400, right? So it's immaterial. It was immaterial to Bush I. Remember, the Bush family doesn't care about death other than to celebrate it and love it. They are death and war lovers. But what happened in Gulf War I? Do you remember? The Saudis of draftable age fled. The Kuwaitis of draftable age, of course they don't have a draft in either of those countries, fled. Where did they go? They went to resorts in Egypt and Abu Dhabi and Lebanon and Paris. The Saudis bugged out. The Kuwaitis bugged out. The Americans went and died and murdered and killed and butchered 200,000 fleeing Iraqis, shot them in the backs, napalmed them, blew them into red mist. Okay, war's hell. Where were the Iraqis this time? We know where the Saudis were the last time they were planning the attack on this country. We know where the Kuwaitis were. They were continuing to get fat and ugly while Americans were shedding their blood. Where are the Iraqi expats? Anybody know? Thank you.
Endless killing spree. How many kids can you kill? And send the lower class to bill so you can drive your...
Okay, who put the Denorex in my shower? Joe?
Wasn't me, Dad.
Sally?
I think it was Mom.
Guilty as charged. Come on, hon. Your dandruff was back again. I thought it was time to stop messing around with those other shampoos and start using Denorex.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Denorex. Denorex penetrates deep down into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
Dad, your hair looks good.
Always listen to your mother.
Are you finally ready for Denorex? Use as direct.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront, out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
The vocabulary of the average person stops growing by age 25. Don't let this happen to you, because if your vocabulary is limited, your potential for success is limited. Verbal Advantage on audio cassette tape is for people who've made the decision to keep growing. Busy people who want a powerful vocabulary but don't have the time to study. Just by listening, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with precise pronunciation and proper word usage. The words you use are a yardstick by which others measure your intelligence and your level of education. Again, if your vocabulary is limited, your potential for success is limited. So call now for Verbal Advantage, the Word Power Success Program for people who've made the decision to keep growing.
Learn more, call now. 1-800-444-1984. That's 444-1984. 1-800-444-1984.
Proof that fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's More of Mike Malloy.
Past the hour. Okay, in response to people who are emailing me and saying Canadian citizens did fight in Vietnam, look, I don't know how to do this without blowing my top, all right? There are always so-called soldiers of fortune. We had Americans fight in the Abraham Lincoln Brigade in the Spanish Civil War that was not officially sanctioned by the United States government. Canada did not have Canadian recruiters recruiting Canadian citizens to go to Canadian military camps, to don Canadian uniforms, to go to Vietnam and fight under the Canadian flag. Okay? Ann Coulter is a liar and a thug and a neo-Nazi. So please, for the people who are saying, well, there are Canadian, that's not what, that's not what the point of the discussion was. Ernest Hemingway was an ambulance driver, wasn't he? In the Spanish Civil War. Does that mean that he fought for America? No. He fought on the side of what? The Loyalists? Was it the Loyalists? The Republicans? Who knows? So stop with the emails, all right? Canada did not send an official contingent of soldiers to go commit murder and mayhem in Vietnam. That's what the discussion was about. Oy. Oy. And as far as the Iraqi expats, doesn't it seem that if the struggle is so important to the Iraqi people, that their expatriates, all 250,000 of them, not the kids, not the babies, not the old ladies, not the old men, but men and women between the ages of, say, 18 and 40, shouldn't they get off their asses wherever they live, board the nearest plane, head for Amman, Jordan, learn how to fight, the king will show you how, then get on a convoy and get your ass into Iraq? Now, why don't they do it? Because they understand what this war is about. It's about American imperialism. Are they going to vote here at home? Well, some of them did. And why is that? Some of them thought, well, if I don't vote, then immigration will track me down. If I do vote, well, then immigration will track me down. That's why so many stayed away from the polls in the United States. But if you're not willing to fight for your own country and your next patriot, is it, you know, I don't know, somebody help me out on this one. Is it okay? They had a voting a precinct right up here, in Nashville? Tennessee. Where people from the southeast of Iraqi citizenship could go vote. If they are Iraqi citizens, why are they not fighting in their own country? Isn't that what it's about? Isn't that what we Americans are told it's about? It's about establishing democracy and liberty in Iraq. I don't know. I don't know anymore. I really don't know. All I know is we're approaching 1,500 dead Americans, 100,000 dead Iraqis, thousands upon thousands of injured Americans, wounded Americans. We have thousands upon thousands who are coming back with post-traumatic stress disorder. Estimates are, where did I read this? New York Times estimates now are that we're going to have a 60% return rate of PTSD. Those are soldiers like some of the ones you see on television who are going to be released into American society, and the Veterans Administration is going to do nothing to help them. Nothing. How many Timothy McVeighs is that going to produce? And what's this I read? The monster in the White House is proposing to increase the death gratuity on American soldiers to 100,000. What is it now? 12,000? Oh, George, that is so nice. You're going to raise it to 100,000. Huh? Come die for me. Come die. I'll see that your family gets 100,000. That'll be the second knock on your mother's door or your wife's door. Huh? The first knock will be that you are dead. The second knock will be, oh, by the way, here's your check. God. What, is that right? Is that the way it should be, Truth Seeker? Huh? Is that a good idea? Is that a good idea? Wouldn't it be a better idea to just get the hell out? I mean, they had their election, right? They had their election. There are no weapons, no threats, no nothing. Huh? Now what? Why do we have to continue to kill and be killed? Hello? Is there a reason?
Oh, I go anywhere to fight for us, to lubricate the red, white, and blue.
For a place to attack, why not attack Iraq? They've got coconut and palm oil and crude. They invaded Kuwait, so let's not hesitate. We can blow up a country or two. If it's oil or it's Greece, we don't have time for peace. Waging war is what we want to do. Oh, I go anywhere to fight for oil.
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 doctors, chiropractors, and sleep clinics worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Call now for your free mattress sample at 1-800-841-1616. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Its high-tech material contours to your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. It erases aches and pains, even for people with back troubles. In fact, 92% of owners surveyed say their Tempur-Pedic bed is far superior to their old innerspring mattress, air, or water bed. Judge for yourself. Call for a free sample of this amazing mattress material at 1-800-841-1616. Call now and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts and call Tempur-Pedic now. 1-800-841-1616. That's 1-800-841-1616.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. As the AFL-CIO wrestles with several reform proposals triggered by the SEIU's plan to radically reorganize labor, the Communications Workers of America says what's needed is more grassroots union democracy and militancy. The CWA's Steve Early says merging of labor's bureaucratic structures alone just won't do it when it comes to revitalizing labor.
The thing that we need to not lose sight of here is that merging existing union structures is not going to lead to any great resurgence of labor in this country. We need to democratize existing unions. We need to involve members much greater than they are involved right now in their own unions. We need to strengthen the role of shop stewards. We need to strengthen the role of unions as effective workplace organizations.
Early says it's still possible that the SEIU and others may choose to bolt from the AFL-CIO if the reforms aren't adopted in the next few months, but that has happened before and labor has survived. For more labor news, visit laborradio.org.
This is a message for Jamie Edwards. Princess, it's Mom. A little bird told me your date last night didn't go very well. Not to get involved, but surely you've heard of Match.com. And not to be pushy, but there are 15 million members. I'm not implying anything, but learning about guys before you date them might be good. Sweetheart, I know it's your life, but how about dating someone who's your age, not mine?
So many relationships, so many marriages, so many satisfied mothers. Love is complicated. Match is simple. Visit Match.com today.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free, 800-720-5868, 800-720-5868. That's 800-720-5868. Remember, at iCare, we care.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis.
800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
The Maturity Report.
I think what the problem is with a lot of the rapture right is a large degree of people that are undiagnosed depressives, schizophrenics, and various other emotional or soul-sick ailments.
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
They are addicted to authoritarian religion in the same way that there have always been sects of the population that cleave to right-wing credos.
The Maturity Report on Air America Radio.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Before the hour, somebody just sent me an email, said one of the Air America programs today, they pointed out that the expatriates in Syria, the Iraqi expatriates, who got to go vote, and Syrians are not allowed to vote. Well, it's not just Syria. How about Jordan? There are 20,166 Iraqis in Jordan who got to vote. You don't get to vote in Jordan. It's a kingdom. Syria, 16,581 voters got to vote. Syrians don't get to vote. It's a military dictatorship. United Arab Emirates, 12,581 Iraqi expats got to vote there. The citizens of the UAE don't get to vote. It's a kingdom. I hate this. He screamed into the night. And regarding the election, Barbara in Cave Creek writes in and says, I don't want to say the election in Iraq was fixed, but most of the voters in South Baghdad voted for Pat Buchanan. Really? All right. It just gets to me after a while. Let me share this with you, and then we'll come to your phone calls. Rebecca Lawson, West Babylon, New York, wrote this into MSNBC, one of their posting sites, whatever. And listener just sent it to me. And Barbara Lawson writes the following. My son is an Army reservist, and he returned from Iraq last March. He was ordered to attend one of the inauguration parties last month. I am prior service myself, so I felt very proud that he was chosen from all the people in his group. This particular gathering was to honor many of the soldiers and their families who had been to Iraq. A group of five drove down from Long Island to Washington last Monday morning, and they were to return Tuesday evening. Around midnight on Tuesday, my son returned home looking tired from the drive. The next morning, he told me he didn't have a good time because they basically stood around and watched the president say a few words. He said there was no food provided for them, so they ate after the event at some fast food restaurant. They spent all this money for the celebration and can't feed my son? He stayed at a local military base with the rest of the group, but they made him pay for the room. Apparently, there was a mix-up, or they were short a room. I don't care what the problem was. He was told to go. This was not an option. Orders were cut for this excursion. I'm disgusted and horrified that he had to even show his wallet for this event. In addition to serving as a medic in the 310 MP battalion, my son is a full-time student, works part-time to fill in the gaps the military doesn't. He takes his responsibility as a soldier very seriously. I'm angered at the way he has been treated. People need to know how some heroes are being treated by their own government. Signed, Rebecca Lawson, West Babylon, New York. I wonder how much hate mail she's received, huh? Let's do some phone calls here, okay? Let's start with Smitty, who is calling in from Illinois. Smitty, welcome to the program.
Hello.
What part of Illinois?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me, sir?
Is anybody there?
Okay, let me put you on hold. Let's put that caller on hold, and maybe Linda can pick up and explain to him we're having a bit of a problem. We'll get back to Smitty here in just a moment. Eric is calling from New York City. Eric, welcome to the program. Hey, Eric.
Hey. I'm calling actually about the survey that you were talking about earlier.
The students?
Yeah, the students.
Yeah.
But I guess I'll talk about Iraq now for a minute since you're on that. I mean,
okay. You're how old? You're 17?
I'm 17, yeah.
Okay, all right.
I mean, Bush talks about bring democracy to Iraq, and in his inaugural bring democracy all over the world. And, you know, I hope that, you know, tomorrow he'll come out with a public service announcement to all these students telling them that, you know, we shouldn't take our freedoms here because, I mean, I know that's not going to happen, but
right.
It's hypocritical.
I hear you. I hear what you're saying.
Because it's the product of the right wing. So, yeah, I mean, I'm just calling to sort of add an optimistic note. There are some high schoolers out there who still appreciate their First Amendment rights.
Oh, I'm sure there are. Remember, the survey said one in three, and on a couple of issues, half. It would seem to me, though, Eric, there shouldn't be one in a thousand high school students who would say that the First Amendment to the United States Constitution might go a little bit too far in the freedoms it insists upon. So you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
By the same token, had this survey been of people between 45 and 65, the group I fall into, if it would have come back the same way, I would have been bitching and screaming about that too. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Is that it, Eric?
Yeah, that's about it.
Okay, thanks, Eric. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. You take care. All right, Smitty, let's try Smitty one more time here and see if we can get Smitty. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you.
All right, sir. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. I just wanted to bring up a point. The liberal pundits seem to be searching for a rallying cry for the liberals, and they seem to be using the war in Iraq for that purpose, but it seems to be a non-starter. Since we're all complicit in it, it was a virtual bipartisan vote. What we should be shouting about is poor Yasser Hamdi and Jose Padilla, U.S. citizens jailed without due process.
It's all part of the bigger picture of the swing to Nazism or fascism in this country. As far as the vote that you're talking about, I'm sorry to tell you this, Smitty, but you're wrong. The Democrats who voted for this, or anyone who voted for Bush's war resolution that Bush now claims that he had bipartisan support, if you go back and read the resolution, it was not to send U.S. troops to war. It was to give the president authority, after all avenues had been exhausted, to, if absolutely necessary, lose troops. Plus, sure, it was voted... Let me finish. It was voted on based on false evidence. False evidence put out there by Condoleezza Rice, Donald Rumsfeld, Colin Powell, Dick Cheney, all of them deliberately and systematically lied to the American public, and those lies were carried over our media by Rush Limbaugh and CNN and ABC and CBS and MSNBC and the whole lot of these pigs. Do you understand that?
Without doubt, but the fact is...
Okay, well then, if you do, excuse me, sir, if you do understand that, don't start your conversation with me by saying the liberals are trying to find somewhere to hang it. It was the Nazis and the fascists and the Republicans who lied us into a war. Do you understand that?
Do you understand that our representatives knew...
I asked you a question. Do you understand how we got into the war?
Oh, I know how we got into the
war. All right, then. Thank you for calling. Call somebody else. I don't want to hear this nonsense, all right? I just don't want to hear it. You brain-dead right-wingers make me ill. You do. You make me ill. Don't begin your conversation with me about what the liberals are doing. The liberals are trying to save your son's life, if you happen to have one, and he's joined the military. The liberals are trying to stop the murder and torture and mayhem going on in the Middle East, both in Iraq and in Israel. The liberals are trying to stop a nuclear confrontation with Iran, you moron. The liberals believe in justice and the rule of law and respect for international treaties, you freak. And you want to talk to me about liberals? And as far as Hamdi and the other guy in jail, he was put there by the guy you voted for, George W. Bush. Don't call my program with that kind of nonsense. It always happens that way, doesn't it? These right-wing snakes who don't understand the first thing about anything in particular, or in general, but this war in particular. We were lied to, Smitty. Don't you get it? You brain-dead freak, you were lied to. And so was I, and so was everybody else. But you know what? The liberals didn't buy the lies. We knew. And we fought against it. We demonstrated. We petitioned. We did all those things that our Constitution tells us to do. And we were ignored. And the day's going to come when we don't do those things anymore. Pick up our placards and march through the rain and the cold in Washington, D.C. to be ignored. There are ways to get attention, Smitty, when you are being ignored. And your country's government is taking you into hell. There are ways to get their attention. Are all of you right-wingers as ignorant as this? Every single one of you who call this program, you don't get it, do you? No matter who hammers you against your punkin' little heads, you don't get it. You don't have a clue as to what has happened to your country and why we have 150,000 soldiers in Iraq. You just don't get it. How can you be this ignorant? How? How can you be this ignorant? Dear God!
Government and people stand the right arm of the law and shine upon the patriots. Mark of the bulldog breed is a family without a home and a pensioner in need. Those whose lives are lived by dogma were waiting for a sign. The Betsy Dead and Red Brigade were listening on the line. And the liberal with a small L cries in front of the TV. And another demonstration passes on to history.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
We all know face-to-face meetings aren't always possible and conference calls can be so ineffective. The solution is simple. Meet online with GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, hosting online meetings has never been so easy or affordable. You can present, demonstrate, or collaborate online by showing your computer screen to colleagues, clients, or even friends from anywhere. It's just like you were in the same room. You're not charged per minute like other online meeting providers, such as WebEx, so hold as many meetings as you need for as long as you want for one low rate. Plus, your conference calling is free. GoToMeeting is so easy to use. After a two-minute setup, you can set up meetings in seconds. So try GoToMeeting and meet away from anywhere. For a special time-limited free 30-day trial with unlimited usage, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Radio Listeners button, and use America as your promo code. That's GoToMeeting.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Try GoToMeeting free today. You'll love it.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200. 1200.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Border to border and coast to coast, The Mike Malloy Show. All substance, no abuse.
10 before the hour, Tom emails in and he says, did I hear right? The Constitution, the one they voted on in Iraq, will make unions illegal, corporations will not be suable, and there will be no corporate taxes. Is this true? A corporate mandate to rape and pillage? Tell me it's not true. Or are we all in a Walmart slave market fast lane? Tom, it is true. Every single bit of it. The Constitution, ha ha, har har, chuckle, chuckle, written for the hapless Iraqis. and we mentioned this on the program, is designed to create an absolute cesspool of corporate predation. That's all it is. They will be able to do, the corporations, anything that... Look, when does this start to sink in to those who Americans that it hasn't sunk into yet? The United States of America is now a corporatist state. I prefer to call it fascist, but Mussolini said a more proper word is corporatist. If you don't understand this, then you have no business discussing anything about political science where it concerns our foreign policy, soon our domestic policy, and especially our war-making policy. When George W. Bush talks about planting the flag of liberty, he is a freaking liar. Do you not understand that? This has nothing to do with liberty. And I'm not talking to you, Tom. I'm talking to those right-wing trolls who listen to this program and occasionally have someone type an email and hit the send button for them. Don't you people get it? This Constitution that will be drawn up has already been written. Do you think that the people elected to the Iraqi National Assembly, who are going to get together in some hellhole corner of Iraq and devise this Constitution, do you think they're going to start from scratch? It's already been written by the PNAC crowd. It's already been written, just like the USA Patriot Act was already written. Do you not understand this? Spontaneity, freedom, liberty, revolution, please. That's not what happened in Iraq. That's not what's going to happen any place the Bush crime syndicate sends Americans to kill and die. If it's a matter of writing a constitution, it is going to be designed for one purpose only, to open up the floodgates of hell for corporate America. Please understand that. The Iraqi Constitution probably was written when Pappy Bush was still president, and the writers of it are Richard Perle and Paul Wolfowitz and Dick Cheney and the Defense Policy Board and the Carlyle Group and Richard Armitage. That's who wrote the Iraqi Constitution. And it's sitting there waiting until these poor, miserable people in Iraq get together after their phony-ass little election in which 70% went out to vote. You know what it reminds me of? Remember when the Russians occupied Hungary and they had a vote? Remember when the Russians occupied Romania and they had a vote? Remember when the Russians occupied Poland and they had a vote? And Lithuania and Latvia and Estonia and East Germany? And how many more do you want? And we used to sit in this country and guffaw, didn't we? Oh, 85% of the Polish population turned out to vote for the slate of representatives in the Polish parliament. But the right-wing pundits and thugs who infest our media in this country, selling this thing like so much salad dressing, selling it to the American public on CNN and MSNBC and Fox and ABC and CBS and NBC, selling it, greasing it up with lies and jamming it down your throat, Mr. and Ms. America. An election? My ass. Was the elections held by the Soviet Union in all those occupied countries in Eastern Europe, were they elections? Do the Chinese hold elections? Do the Vietnamese hold elections? Do the Cubans hold elections? 3, 2, 1. No. None of them do. And sadly, we can now add the United States to that list, too. Grow up. The Iraqi Constitution? Ah. Ah, Paul is calling from New Jersey. Paul, welcome to the program.
Hello?
Hey, Paul.
Hello, Mike. I'd like to say, how can an election be legitimate with 150,000 foreign troops in the country?
Good question.
Run by a CIA thug.
Good question.
I mean, how can yet all these, the media, all the papers, and even say on your station, even on WLIB, so they all start out by saying, isn't it wonderful? Iraqis voting in spite of threats of violence.
Yeah.
And then they start giving some of the reasons. Poll to vote by religious leaders. The Ayatollahs tell them you got to vote for program 169 or something like that, so they all show up to vote for 169. Told it would get the U.S. out of the country. The Sunnis told the Shiites and the Kurds would unite and bring in the Jews if they don't vote.
Hey, hold on, will you? Let me put you on hold for a second, and Paul, well, longer than a second, because I have to take a break, and you've only been on 58 seconds. You want to hold on? Yo, Paul.
Yes.
You want to hold on?
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll come back to you after the break. Stay with us. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
The great taste of a Quiznos sub? Ever thought of owning your own business? Well, you can, and here's how. Call 1-800-975-QUIZ or go to quiznosradio.com to attend a free Quiznos sub franchise open house. With more than 3,700 restaurants worldwide, yours can be next. Attend the Quiznos sub franchise open house on February 8th, 9th, or 10th. For reservations, call 1-800-975-QUIZ or go to quiznosradio.com.
Quiznos.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, we eliminate the middleman? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago, and they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call, and you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Oh, I love the zoo. Hey, Randy, you think these animals get heartburn?
Sure do. Just look at that lion. Now that's frequent heartburn.
You know what? It's a shame he can't take Prilosec OTC.
Right. One pill a day for 24 hours of zero heartburn. It's possible with Prilosec OTC.
Yeah, and it starts working the very first day.
Oh, Cecile, I think he likes you.
Now, Randy, you're the only animal for me.
Roar. Use as directed for 14 days for frequent heartburn.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. About 8 million Iraqis voted in that nation's first election in 50 years. While some voters danced in the streets following the vote, others hid their faces for fear of retaliation by insurgents. A U.S. Marine unit led by a Central Indiana man helped keep the peace in his region during the election. Lieutenant Colonel Mark Smith says tens of thousands of Iraqis braved insurgent fire in the Sunni Triangle to cast their ballots.
Almost every one of the polls that we ran at some point during the day received mortar fire from the enemy. Did the Iraqis break and run? No. They stood right there in line with their children, knowing that we would shoot back and that we would go hunt down the guys that were firing the mortars, and they kept voting.
Back in the USA, Senator Joe Lieberman responded to statements by fellow Democrats John Kerry and Edward Kennedy that Iraq had become a quagmire for American troops.
This is not a quagmire. This is millions of Iraqis rising up against the terrorists who threaten them with death if they came out to vote.
British military officials are still refusing to confirm how many soldiers died when an RAF Hercules plane went down north of Baghdad Sunday. It's thought that up to 15 Britons and a number of Americans were killed in that incident. Suzanne Chislett reports.
The aircraft was traveling from Baghdad to Balad Airfield. The reason for the flight has not been released. British Prime Minister Tony Blair paid tribute to those who died.
Our thoughts and prayers are with the families of those who lost their lives earlier today. They can be so proud of what their loved ones accomplished. This country and the wider world will never forget them.
The investigation is trying to establish if the plane was shot down, had a bomb on board, or if it was simply a tragic accident. At least one report from Iraq says militants are claiming to have shot down the Hercules. Suzanne Chislett, London.
A controversial University of Colorado professor has resigned his post as head of the Department of Ethnic Studies at the school. Ward Churchill says he will stay on as a professor at the school. Churchill came under fire recently for comments he made in an essay about the September 11th terror attacks. He referred to the victims of the attacks as, quote, little Eichmanns, a reference to Adolf Eichmann, who oversaw the Nazis' plans to exterminate millions of Jews during World War II. A public memorial was held for Johnny Carson in his hometown of Norfolk, Nebraska. Over 1,100 people turned out to remember the king of late night, including former classmate Sally Rice. She recalled when Carson sent a donation to the local library.
And I said to Lynn, the secretary, I said, give us an amount. She said, why? I said, because this check is made out for $500,000.
You're listening to Air America Radio News.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster. It's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Will Durst.
Say what you will about Bush, man. He has managed to reunite France and Germany.
The Washington Post portrays Will Durst as the Dark Prince of Doubt.
The German Justice Minister called Bush's tactics Hitler-like.
It's open season on anything political on Will Durst's new CD, Warning.
Let me repeat that.
We just got called a Nazi by Germany.
With another 4 years of George W. in the White House, you're going to need some laughs.
That's not good.
So go to WillDurst.com today and get your copy of his new hilarious CD, Warning.
Is this a great country or what?
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Hi, this is Al Franken. On the next Al Franken show, the center square will be occupied by our own Paul Lynde, Tom Oliphant from the Boston Globe. Tom's zingers are all his own, people. Join us and listen to the mind of Tom Oliphant's work. Plus, Richard Wolff from Newsweek explains Newsweek's appropriately weak coverage of George Bush. All that plus a groundbreaking Oy 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 show on the next Franken.
Welcome back. It's about 6.5 past the hour. Back to Paul, who called in from New Jersey. All right, Paul, pick it up wherever we were when we took the break.
Well, I was given some reasons why these people voted. And there was one that even said, I heard this on one of the earlier programs, they thought they'd lose their food cards.
I've got that that story. Isn't that, but that's so typical. That's so typical.
Well, Bush, the whole thing with all his reasons for the war failed. It turned out to be false. So they had this fallback that he was going to bring them democracy and freedom.
Right.
Do you really think that this little weasel punk ever spent 2 seconds worrying about the freedom and liberation of the Iraqi people?
No,
people? No,
absolutely not. What they're trying to do is to set up in Iraq the perfect corporate state. No environmental laws, no equivalent of the Food and Drug Administration, no equivalent of any sort of government oversight for anything. Corporations are not to be sued. No unions. What they're doing here, and this is a part that has not been discussed very much in our country, an attempt is being made here to set up the perfect corporate state to use as a model for the thugs whom the Bush administration feels will take over after their thuggery changes, because they don't have to worry about the American public anymore. Number one, most of us are too stupid to find our ass with both hands. Number two, the system now is rigged so that these thugs will continue forever until we get rid of the voting machines. So the idea here, let's say this is a laboratory. That's all Iraq is. 100,000 dead, 200,000 dead. Who cares? It's a laboratory. If they can clean out what they have to clean out and establish the perfect corporate state, that is the goal. That's the only goal. This has nothing to do with liberty unless we're talking about liberty for corporations to be as predatory and as feudal-like as they care to be.
Can I give a quotation from my favorite writer?
Sure.
Go off here.
Sure.
This was H.L. Mencken. On some great and glorious day, Mencken wrote, the plain folks of the land will reach their heart's desire at last, and the White House will be adorned by a downright moron. Was he great or what?
Well, he's very much looked into the crystal ball on that one.
Yeah.
Thanks, Paul.
Mark.
All right, sir. Appreciate you checking. You have a nice evening. Roger is calling from New Jersey. Roger, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Hey, doing fine. How are you, sir?
Comment on the 65 Voting Rights Act. I was I started a discussion over at New American Century White Rose Society.
Yeah.
Because I thought I could trick somebody, you know, oh, it's going to expire, and I was corrected. What I was told was that certain provisions that were added on expire every 10 years and need to be renewed.
Uh-huh.
Now, also, you were talking about flag burning.
But wait a minute. Isn't it odd that something called the Voting Rights Act had provisions tacked on that have to be renewed every 10 years? Think about that statement for a second.
Oh, yeah. It's nuts, isn't it?
It's just, I can't, I don't know how to get my mind around that. The Voting Rights Act specifically concerned itself with dark-skinned Americans. That's all it was about. It had nothing to do with white people. It had to do with the fact that blacks were being systematically denied a right to participate in the country that they helped build.
And people,
right?
People like Rehnquist stood in front of polling places to prevent them.
Yeah. And it has to be renewed. Certain provisions and parts of it have to be renewed every 10 years. As though what? What do they do? Reaffirm the humanity of black people every 10 years? Reaffirm the Americanness of black folk every 10 years? This is obscene. This is an obscenity. And the Republicans have the absolute temerity to get out there and try to get black folk to vote for them? Oh, my God. It's just insane. Sometimes I wonder where in the hell I'm living. Do you ever feel that way, Roger?
Oh, wait a second. There's a flying monkey. Let me get it. On that flag burning, I thought that the proper way to dispose of a flag was to burn it.
It is.
Oh, okay. I'm not nuts.
But you can't do it if you're burning it and saying, I don't agree with what my country is, my government is doing. Then you'll, I don't know what will happen. You'll get your ass whipped by a couple of rednecks standing nearby. It's not against the law, but I don't think. Oh, my God. I hear you. Hey, thanks for checking in, Roger.
Hey, listen, always good to hear you.
All right, appreciate your call. Deanna is calling from Iowa. Deanna, welcome to the program.
Hi. Hello?
Yes. Hi, Deanna.
Hi. Yeah, I was just going to go back to the survey that you did with the young kids. I'm a 34-year-old non-traditional student in a college. It's amazing on how much apathy there is with these students. I am a very outspoken person. I speak up, say my mind, what have you not. They sit in the class and roll their eyes and shake their heads at me. This is what we're bringing up. These are our future leaders.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Well, I hear you, and I think we as a society have reason to be scared, but it won't last long. 15, 20 years at the max, and then we become, I don't know, we become something that we're not now. We're on the verge of becoming, and that is a corporate/fascist state with generation after generation then of young people being raised in much the same way as young people were raised in Brave New World, only without the genetic manipulation. So it's really sad. You and I, and anyone alive now that lives in this country, I don't care if you're 89 or 39, I don't care how much time you have left, what we are witnessing is truly, truly, and I hate to get on here and get negative, but what we're witnessing is the death, the absolute death of the idea of liberty and freedom and self-government in this country. We're witnessing it. We're watching it.
I'm not going to stand by and idly let it go. That's why I'm back in school for political sciences. I mean, I don't know where they're going to draw a line at the First Amendment because, you know, our country is based on dissent. This is how we get the talk going, and this is
right.
How we get our laws going.
Did you ever point that out to the students, the younger students, that the country is based on dissent?
Oh, yes.
And what happens?
They're just like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe that you're actually speaking your mind.
Well, when you're talking to them, you know, I it's odd for me. You know, I'm supposed to be a pacifist liberal. I am basically a pacifist, but or anti-war is more like. I'm not a pacifist. I'm just anti-war. But the next time, just a suggestion, with due respect, the next time you're discussing the First Amendment with these kids, point out to them why the Second Amendment is kind of important now, too. Okay?
Yes, I understand that one.
Okay.
Seeming that our government has now abolished the First, the Fourth, the Fifth, the Sixth, the Eighth, the Ninth, and the Tenth Amendment, we still have the Second.
Well, where do they go for the Second? And see, this is what the rednecks don't understand. You know, the rednecks who have been screaming about the right to carry a semi and fully automatic weapons for the past 15 years so they can go hunt bunny rabbits, you know, which is a lie. What they should have said from the beginning was, look, I want something that will commit mass deaths. When I point it at a group of people, I want to wipe out 30 of them. Instead of hiding behind this, well, I use it for target practice. Oh, bat squeeds. You only use those weapons to kill a lot of people in a short period of time. So what the Second Amendment advocates, the ones who, the mouth breathers from the past 15 years, are they in for a shock when their boy, their George Bush, comes after their guns? And I can't wait for that day. I want to see that happen, and I want to see what happens in this society. And you know what I'm going to see? I'm going to see these rednecks roll over and turn in their weapons, because every single last one of them is a stone coward.
I agree. I totally agree.
Now, as far as I'm concerned, not until they pry it from my cold, dead fingers.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Thanks for checking in, Deanna. I appreciate your call. You have a nice evening. These Second Amendment hypocrites, that's what they are. They whine about crime and murder rates and recidivism just as long as the government doesn't take their guns. You know, the hypocrisy, it's not just the Bush crime family. Their supporters are just neck deep in the hypocrisy, neck deep. You know, those of us who understand the necessity of being armed, who are very quiet about it, you know, just quiet about it. I don't know that the Second Amendment guarantees me a right to keep and bear a weapon at all. I don't think it does. But given the fact that my country is now run by fascists, I'm going to be unarmed in this kind of a situation? Har, har, har.
We wouldn't need the police no more because everybody have a gun.
Yeah, wouldn't it be great if everybody had a gun?
Nobody'd ever get shot, because everybody'd have a gun.
Wouldn't it be great if everybody had a gun? We'd go around
So I got the hint.
What hint?
About my problem.
Believe me, you don't have a problem.
I'm talking about the Denorex you left in the shower last week.
Oh, that. Well, I noticed your dandruff was back.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Denorex. Denorex penetrates deep into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
I wanted to tell you how great your hair looked, but I guess we got sidetracked.
Are you finally ready for Denorex? Use as directed.
Our national parks have always been there for us, standing as silent reminders of who we are and what it means to be an American. They're full of history, of memories, of majesty. But now these great American treasures need our help. I'm Richard Dreyfuss, asking you to help preserve America's national parks. Visit AmericansForNationalParks.org today, because there's just too much to lose.
This is a public service announcement from Americans for National Parks and this radio station.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. So effective, over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. What is it? It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress, an innovation so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. Now you can get a free sample of the incredible material behind this mattress and a free Better Sleep video. Call 1-800-254-7788. The Tempur-Pedic mattress contours to every curve of your body. It relieves the pressure points that make you toss and turn. You'll sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. And for people with back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers extraordinary relief. For a free sample of the Tempur material, call 1-800-254-7788. Call now, and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. So feel for yourself what all the excitement is about. Call 1-800-254-7788. That's 1-800-254-7788.
Over 41 million speeding tickets are issued every year, with the average fine over $120. Add court fees and the increase in your insurance, and your cost might triple. Why take the risk? Make your car invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar, laser, and even the new pop radar technology. With the Phantom. With 360-degree detection capability, the Phantom guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, if you get a ticket, the manufacturer will pay your fine. The Phantom is so effective that it's illegal in some states. So call now for details. Remember, the Phantom is 100% guaranteed, or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, get the Phantom today.
Call 800-790-0416. That's 800-790-0416. Call 800-790-0416.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, Utah, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
If you have tax debt, you need to know that IRS has beefed up collection to record levels. But also know this: your problems can be solved and your debt can be settled. And there's no person in this country better equipped to help you than Dan Pilla.
Hi, this is Dan Pilla. If
If you have a tax debt, you need to know that in the last year, tax liens have increased by 148%. Bank and wage levies are up a whopping 306%, and property seizures increased an incredible 316%. Now is the time to get your tax problem solved, and my Tax Freedom Institute can help. I can show you how to stop collection action and get this problem behind you once and for all. Call for your free consultation. And if you have a state tax debt, I can help there too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX and make sure you look for my brand new book, The IRS Problem Solver, available in bookstores everywhere.
If you have an IRS debt, now is definitely the time to act. Dan Pilla has helped tens of thousands of people and he can help you. Call today, 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Now all day long, Georgie travels the nation crying, I support guns, you see. I promise to defend that sacred Second Amendment. It's unlikely anyone will shoot me. Oh, will he ever learn? No, he never will learn.
Ammunition against right-wing rhetoric. Get locked and loaded with Mike Malloy.
He's a man who never will learn. Georgie's fun-loving means always treat him when he visits, and they give him a dollar or two. And because of all the loopholes they have given Georgie millions, it's insane, but sadly it's true. Oh, will he ever learn? No, he never will learn.
It's about 22 past the hour.
He will ride for
Scott is calling from Texas. Scott, welcome to the program.
Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I just had a couple of observations about the Iraqi election and the turnout and everything. For one thing, I was thinking about the unemployment rate. Like in August, it was up to 70% or something.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, you know, when you have an unemployment rate that high, what else are you going to do but to go out and try to vote or do something that's going to change things?
Mm-hmm.
And when you don't have your sewer systems working properly and you're getting intermittent power even after a couple years of us being there almost, I mean, they really want us gone, but we're not going to be gone for another couple of years or so from what it sounds like to me.
If the end
to provide stability, right?
Right.
Security and all that.
If the end result of what occurred yesterday in that sad country, if the end result was the immediate and unhesitating withdrawal of American troops, then I would be standing there just shouting until my throat was raw about the glory and wonder of the Iraqi voting system. However, that is not the case. That will never be the case. The United States military will be there as long as the United States is run by fascists. That is, people like Bush. And even without the oil, it doesn't matter. That is an outpost in the Middle East. We are in the process of building 14 military bases in Iraq. Now, our filthy, whorish media in this country does not talk about that. The fact that all this talk about we're going to be there 2 years. No, we're not. We're going to be there 20. We're going to be there the same way we have troops in Japan and troops in Germany and troops in England. We're going to be there forever.
You know what scares me, Mike?
What scares
you? I'm 22 years old. I plan to have kids someday. And I worry about them growing up in this country and not having a right to maybe cast their vote and know that it's actually going to be counted properly. It bothers me that 2 million people or more even were disenfranchised in this election all over the country, from not being able to wait in line long enough because you got to work, to getting off, you know, knocked off the rolls. I mean, whatever kind of tricks you can pull, voter registrations being shredded up. I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. I think everyone should care about their votes being counted properly.
Well, I'll tell you what. David, or Scott, I'm sorry. Those concerns you have, the fears you have, those are extremely valid. You said you're 22. Make sure by the time you're 24 or 26 or 35, you haven't forgotten the fear that you've talked about on this program tonight, okay? Don't let that slip out of your mind. Don't let them put you to sleep.
If it wasn't for Air America Radio, I wouldn't be as informed as I am now. I had the same basic beliefs in me, the truly democratic beliefs of moral values and lifting people's lives up.
Mm-hmm.
You're only as good as your weakest link.
Right.
And all of that just really started to get bogged down by all of the media nonsense and basically the brainwashing and marketing that they're doing to the American people. And we really need you guys. I'm glad that you're here, because if it wasn't for you guys, I'd probably just go to Canada or something. So I'm glad that you guys are on the air. I really am. I'm so glad to be able to listen to you guys and actually be able to get informed on what's really going on. I really appreciate it.
Well, Scott, thanks for tuning in. I appreciate what you had to say. You have a nice evening. Yeah, anybody, any young people that feel what Scott just said, and I hope all young people do. I know they don't. You know, earlier in the program, we talked about this recent poll. 100,000 students, 8,000 educators and principals, everybody surveyed, and the results were really chilling. But for the young people out there who feel this way now, who are sharp enough to understand what is going on, you know, please, my one plea to you is not to let that slip away. Don't let that fade away. And it's very easy. It's very easy to see that fade. I have some friends now who are in their 50s, that I've known for 30 years, who in their early 20s were just as revolutionary. I don't mean going out and blowing stuff up. I mean revolutionary in their minds, their ideas, willing to understand the atrocities that we were committing in the name of so-called freedom, willing to understand that we're much better than that, that this country started out on a couple of wrong fronts, but we had the right ideas and to build on the right ideas and get rid of the bad ideas that were built into our Constitution, and we did. And I've seen these people change over 25 years, 30 years. And I've watched it happen, and it has broken my heart to see people now who are in my cohort, who are my age, with a Bush sign in their front yard. You know what I'm saying?
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 doctors, chiropractors, and sleep clinics worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Call now for your free mattress sample at 1-800-841-1616. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Its high-tech material contours to your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. It erases aches and pains, even for people with back troubles. In fact, 92% of owners surveyed say their Tempur-Pedic bed is far superior to their old innerspring mattress, air, or water bed. Judge for yourself. Call for a free sample of this amazing mattress material at 1-800-841-1616. Call now and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts and call Tempur-Pedic now. 1-800-841-1616. That's 1-800-841-1616.
Hi, this is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
And now here's a tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. Many denture wearers are the last to know they have breath odor. If they're brushing alone, they can miss the millions of invisible odor-causing bacteria every single day. The problem is real. That's because a denture or partial denture provides additional surface area where food can be trapped and bacteria can grow. But by soaking their dentures daily, they can kill the bacteria that cause denture odor and save themselves the embarrassment. Now that's a great tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. Polident kills the bacteria brushing can miss.
You're sorry you're late? No, no, no. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive. And the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute. But after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
When was the last time you woke up full of energy and completely refreshed? If it's been too long, then there's an all-natural way to get the best sleep of your life guaranteed. It's called Liquid Sleep. It's a delicious apple cinnamon flavored powder you mix with water before bed. You will fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and reach that deep dream-filled sleep that's essential for feeling fresh and full of energy. Liquid Sleep contains safe all-natural ingredients, including one derived from tryptophan. You know the stuff in turkey that puts you to sleep after Thanksgiving dinner. So stop feeling like a zombie and functioning at less than your best. Try Liquid Sleep now, risk-free. You'll enjoy the best sleep of your life the very first night, or your money back. Order Liquid Sleep now, and we'll even include a memory foam pillow and $80 value absolutely free. To order risk-free, call 800-605-3396. That's 800-605-3396. Call 800-605-3396. 800-605-3396.
You've seen Barry Crimmins knock him dead at Air America Radio's Satire for Saturday.
I live in upstate New York. I mean, all we have now are prisons and Walmarts. And I'm pretty sure that the prisons have the better health plan.
Now read Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal, the new book by the man the Boston Globe is called a mixture of Tom Paine and Mark Twain.
Most elections, you look at the election, you look at the candidates, and you go, man, you know the big problem here is somebody's going to win.
Barry Crimmins' Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal from Seven Stories Press.
You can read my book. There's more in it.
Randy Rhodes.
George Bush, just so people know, our president was actually cited during the 80s 4 times by the Securities and Exchange Commission for insider trading. 4 times. But because his father was his father, he only got a slap on the wrist. So if you can see that this guy was able to be caught 4 times and get away with it, what makes you think that they don't think they're above the law? And now there's no one to hold them accountable because it's all Republican, the whole government.
Randy Rhodes on Air America.
Because life's too short to listen to right-wing radio, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Twenty-six before the hour. Yeah, I got this email from Blue Lady. She writes, how do rednecks protect their guns? They join the NRA so that their names will be on a list that the government can easily get their hands on. And they will know just who has the guns and how to go out and collect them. Jesus, aren't the rednecks smart? Yeah, that's an old realization, you know. I was a member of the NRA for a long time, and I've said this before in the program. This is way, way back in the day when it was all about hunting safety and shooting, sporting events, and whatever. And about the time I decided it was just time to get the hell away from these monsters was when they started to see liberals behind every woodpile. And I thought to myself back at the time, you know, you guys are such jackasses. The liberals are the one who put the damn Second Amendment into your Constitution to begin with. The liberals are the ones who have always stood up to protect you. The conservatives, the neo-Nazis, the fascists, the Republicans are the ones who are going to come for your guns. And I used to love it when I lived in Chicago, and this stupid-ass gun issue used to come up a lot. You know, to me, it's just you know, a joke. But these right-wingers would say, well, you know, I need a gun to protect myself. And you know what? When they come to get my gun, boy, are they in for a surprise. And I used to think to myself, you half-wit. You know, if George Adolf Hitler ever decides to come to your house and get your gun, you moron, you put up any resistance at all, you and your mama and your daddy and your kids and your dog and your canary will all wind up in the same mass grave. So shut up and sit down. You want to keep your gun? Start voting liberal, you fool. You want to keep your gun? Find yourself a Democrat who believes in the owning of weapons, because we live in a Wild West society, and these right-wing bastards are right on the edge of town. But it used to crack me up, these right-wingers, and boy, do I get a lot of it here in the South. You know? Ah, well, you know, I got my gun. They ever come out here? Jerkwater, if they ever come out, what do you think is going to happen? Some local sheriff is going to come out, hey, Bubba, you need to turn in your gun. You think that's the way it's going to happen, dumb boy? Huh? You think that's the way it's going to happen? God. Liberals have been defending the Constitution for 200 years. You want a gun, you moron? Vote blue. Vote Democrat. Liberal Democrat. Not these right-wing Democrats. Jerks, Michigan militia, and these nutcases running around out in Coeur d'Alene, and you know, God, you people are stupid. How did you get so stupid? How did you get so stupid? Liberals are the ones that have always carried your ass, and we're tired of it. You know, we're tired of it. So a lot of us liberals are going to sit back now and watch the people you put in office come out and confiscate your weapons. And we're going to watch you say, you ain't going to get... We're going to watch. God, you people are dumb. Ah, Mina is calling from Nebraska. Mina, welcome to the program.
Mike, it's an honor to talk to you.
Hey, my pleasure.
I want to tell you, you were talking last week about some of the people down in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
We belong to Central Nebraska Peace Workers.
Right.
And we are the only peace group in the state that's still holding peace vigils. And last Wednesday, as we were standing on the corner, and it's 29 degrees and the wind's blowing and we're freezing our fannies, this guy goes by and starts yelling at us.
Mm-hmm.
About 10 minutes later, he comes back, he drives up on the sidewalk, drives over our sign, the sign that shows how many Americans have died, how many are injured. My husband and another man had to step back. We were alert enough that we got his license number and I called the police. And in about 30 minutes, they responded.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he was going to go talk to him. And then as we were leaving, the jerk drove by us a third time.
Wow.
And he used every name on the book. You know, I couldn't say on the radio the words he called us. We had a retired psychiatrist there, a priest at large, a retired nun, and we're retired airline employees.
Mm-hmm. The people who do that are vampires. They feast on blood and gore. I hate sharing a country with them. You know what I'm saying?
No.
See, this is where my pacifist nature breaks down. I have great respect for folks like you and the other demonstrators who could deal with that on a nonviolent level. I can't. I crossed that line a long time ago. That's why I tend to stay away from situations now where some right-winger may get in my face because, you know, I've got a seven-month-old. I would like to not be in jail and help her grow up. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So I have deep respect. And my friend Peter Werby, who does a radio program in Detroit, he and I work together on the old IE America radio network, and he invariably will go down to Columbus, Georgia, just down the road from me, to protest School of the Americas and these murderers down there. And I've been to two of them, and I don't go anymore because I do not trust myself. I don't trust that I would be in a group of people peacefully asking, peacefully petitioning the government to listen to them, and to be arrested by military police or to be put in a brig or to be handed over to the Columbus, Georgia authorities, I'm afraid of how I would react. And like I say, I want to be around and see my kid at least get into her late teens. You know what I'm saying? So I have great respect for you, Mina, and the people who do this nonviolent resistance. I have great respect for you.
May I give our website?
Oh, absolutely. You bet.
It's www.centralnebraskapeaceworkers.org. And I want everyone to realize out there that Nebraska may be a red state, but we got some blue people in here.
I hear you. I hear you. Thanks, Mina.
God bless.
All right. Take care. Appreciate your call. I have friends who, they're not here in Atlanta anymore. They've migrated other places. American Friends Service Committee. I had friends in that organization 15 years ago, Jews, Palestinians, both Muslim and Christian Palestinians. And these people were working desperately to try to bring peace to the Middle East. I had just plain old, non-denominational friends in there, too. I mean, people who might have been atheist or agnostic or Baptist or whatever. But the reason I mentioned Jews and Palestinians is because of the situation in the occupied territories, the situation in Israel. And I used to marvel at their absolute steely ability to remain pacifist, to really not just mouth Gandhi and King the way I do, or Christ, but to live it, to actually do it. And my heart used to bleed. I used to think, you know, what happened to me? What happened to me that my pacifist nature, my nature that inclines me towards the Rodney King standard, you know? Why can't we all just get along? Everybody used to make fun of that when he said that. And that's a profound question, isn't it? Huh? Isn't that what, starting with people who predated Christ, but hasn't that been the message? Why can't we just get along? Hello. You're gay, I'm straight. You're Jew, I'm a Gentile. You're male, I'm female. You're black, I'm white. Why can't we, you know, right? Ha ha, hoo hoo. But something happened, you know, inside me, and I don't put myself in those positions anymore. I can't do it. And I hate that because it's a screw loose in me. It's a spring that's broken. And, you know, maybe when my kid gets a little older and I have to start instilling in her the ideas of peace and justice and pacifism, maybe it'll come back. Maybe the spring is not broken. Maybe it's just, you know, boing, 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 just hanging loose in there for a while. And I sure hope that's the case. But when I hear about people who can work for peace and justice in a pacifist way, in a peace-loving, a gentle way, who are that centered, you know, I have great respect for that. I have great respect for that. And when I see the freaks, the real waste of human DNA who drive a car into a peaceful demonstration or try to smash down a sign that lists the number of American dead, I just wonder, you know, that freak and I come out of the same gene pool. And I don't get that, you know. Maybe I do, because confronted with him, I probably would have been inclined to rip his car door open and pull him out on the street and kill him. just kidding. All right. Scott is calling from Missouri State University. Scott, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Scott.
How's it going?
It's going.
Something I try to tell my conservative retard friends is this.
Can you hold on? I got to do a break here. If you'll hold on, I'll come back. I want to hear what you try to tell your conservative retard friends. Stick around. We'll come back and pick you up right after the break. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
Shalom, shalom. Peace, 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 shalom, shalom. We believe in peace.
Taxes. Only the most brilliant financial minds had the confidence to attempt it until TurboTax. Now the math impaired can do it. The disorganized, the overworked, the worrywarts, even the procrastinators.
TurboTax gives millions of Americans the confidence to do their own taxes. It's easy and accurate thanks to special tools like our Deduction Finder and Error Check. TurboTax. Taxes made easy, taxes done right.
Hi. I'm David Orrick. Orrick owners know that if something ever goes wrong with their vacuum, they can call me or go into any one of my Orrick stores, and if we can't fix it the same day, we'll loan you one to use. But what if something goes wrong with one of those superstore vacuums? Who are you going to call? The cashier? What does she know about fixing vacuums? Call me at 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we got answers.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront, out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Wipe your debt clean. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger.
We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Truth, justice, and the American way. It's more of Mike Malloy.
Understand me, I feel strongly. I want you to be free with me.
It's about 10 before the hour. New week, same old crew. Program engineered in New York City by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac. Linda Blake, our associate producer in New York, answered your phone calls. Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent. Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org, archives this program, and many more. If you haven't been to WhiteRoseSociety.org, go. And maybe kick in $5, huh? Mark Marshall is my webmaster at MikeMalloy.com. Check it out if you haven't been there. And Jim in Arkansas is our most exemplary bureau chief, our music bureau chief. Catherine Bay is our executive producer. Now, was I talking to somebody? I don't think I was. Robin is calling from West Virginia. Oh, yes, I was. Never mind. Hold on. Scott, Missouri State University. I'm sorry, Scott. I just, yes. Kind of lose it during the break. All right, where were we?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you fine.
Yes, I just want to say how it's a mystery to me on why we need more troops when all these conservative fascist idiots are in America saying they support war, but they refuse to go to war. They won't go over there and support their cause.
Repeat this after me. HYPOCRISY.
Hypocrite.
Hypocrisy.
Hypocrite.
Yeah, and cowards. They're also cowards. They don't mind shedding as much blood as it takes as long as it's not theirs.
I mean, what direction are we heading in? I mean, I'm 20 years old. I'm going to live through the decline of American civilization. I'm going to see it as I become a grown man. I mean, we are heading to a direction of complete shit.
No, you can't say that on the air. Okay? Okay, now I have to take you out because you can say stuff, but I understand the emotion, but chill with that kind of language. Robin is calling from West Virginia. Robin, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Good evening. How you doing?
Hey, Robin. Our radio talk show. You know, I keep saying that, and people go, yeah, but where? Give the call letters of where you work.
It's WWNR News Talk 620. In Beckley, West Virginia.
Beckley, West Virginia. Okay. And you're on in the evening?
Yeah, 7 to 10 Eastern.
Okay. Well, occasionally if people want to jump in and just listen a little bit, come right back to Air America.
Right. Absolutely.
But Beckley, West Virginia, I guess the signal doesn't quite get over those mountains, right?
Well, you know, we're almost spanning the block at 25 powerful watts.
I used to work for a radio station that had less power than the light bulbs in my bathroom. But anyway, that's not why you called.
No, a friend this evening alerted me to something. It's a bill that was introduced in January of 04, maybe 03.
Yeah.
But apparently it's getting legs. It's something called H.R. 235. There's a warning letter coming out under going around the country under Walter Cronkite's signature.
You're kidding.
No. I mean, that's, pretty heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called the Restoration of, got it right here, House of Worship Free Speech Restoration Act.
Now, you and I both know that Walter Cronkite's signature is a total forgery.
Do we?
Well, the House of Worship Restoration Act?
No, I mean, this came as a fundraising letter.
Yeah?
From, our side.
Well, now, wait a minute. I guess it's late tonight and my brain is mush. Now, what is it? It's to stop this so-called Restoration Act?
That's what he's advocating.
Okay, gotcha. I'm sorry. I misunderstood. Got you.
That's okay. I've been Snopes before.
Yeah, okay.
No, this appears to be real. Right. I've done some research on it, and all the, the demons, the Southern Baptist Church and are all behind it. There are 165 co-sponsors.
Can you send me a link?
Yeah, be happy
okay.
to.
You know where to send it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd love to see that.
Oh, this is bizarre. What it wants to do, Mike, is it wants, you know, all these churches are 501c3s.
Right.
This wants to repeal the prohibition on their politicking from the pulpit.
I think I have heard of this now. I just didn't know it by its identifying number. Yeah, and the argument is black churches have been doing that forever, which is a red herring. It's a false argument.
Well, and what's more, there's reference made under their talking points about, you know, Democrats have no problem standing up in the pulpits of the black churches and advocate blah blah.
Right, right.
And it's sponsored by DeLay. And I'm ashamed to say it is sponsored by my Democratic, or co-sponsored by my Democratic member of the House in my district.
Uh-oh. Sounds like a show topic.
Have at it.
No, for you.
I just found out about it this evening. I hammered on it a little bit.
Did you?
Yeah, but this is just creepy, because what it really does, it wants to, and, you know, at the same time, I got good friends in the environmental movement in southern West Virginia
mm-hmm.
who would love to be able to politic, you know, from their little storefront offices.
Right.
They can't.
They can't.
The IRS will yank their 501c3 so fast they won't know what happened.
Exactly. Well, a part of the argument is, although it's obviously not included in the bill, is that the martyrdom of Christians, you know, ever since Christ was hanged on the cross, you know, poor old Mr. Dobson and poor old Mr. Falwell, they're all just martyrs. They're so put upon. You know, the Christian faith, is it not the dominant faith on the planet, or is Hinduism bigger? I don't know anymore. But if it's not number one, it's damn sure number two. And yet, They're so put upon, so they have to have the House of Worship Restoration Act. It's insane, Robin. You know it is.
It's hell on earth to be filthy, stinking, obscenely rich, and put upon at the same time. I don't know how they get up in the morning.
I don't either. Hey, pal, we're out of time. Send me a link, all right?
All right, I will.
Thanks, Robin. You have a nice evening. Thank you for participating tonight, however you did it, even you cowardly lurkers, you right-wingers who cluster around and go, ooh, ooh. I'll see you tomorrow night, all right? Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Love the great taste of a Quiznos sub? Ever thought of owning your own business? Well, you can, and here's how. Call 1-800-975-QUIZ or go to quiznosradio.com to attend a free Quiznos sub franchise open house. With more than 3,700 restaurants worldwide, yours can be next. Attend the Quiznos sub franchise open house on February 8th, 9th, or 10th. For reservations, call 1-800-975-QUIZ or go to quiznosradio.com.
Quiznos.
Do you want the best in truth-telling independent news? Subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at readmojo.com. In this issue, see how cities nationwide are forcing homeowners off their land to build strip malls. Learn how our government supports a violent West African dictatorship for access to its oil. Subscribe today at readmojo.com. Mother Jones digs deeper to bring you the real story behind the news at readmojo.com.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries?
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that.
There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. About 8 million Iraqis voted in that nation's first election in 50 years. While some voters danced in the streets following the vote, others hid their faces for fear of retaliation by insurgents. A U.S. Marine unit led by a Central Indiana man helped keep the peace in his region during the election. Lieutenant Colonel Mark Smith says tens of thousands of Iraqis braved insurgent fire in the Sunni Triangle to cast their ballots.
Almost every one of the polls that we ran at some point during the day received mortar fire from the enemy. Did the Iraqis break and run? No. They stood right there in line with their children, knowing that we would shoot back and that we would go hunt down the guys that were firing the mortars, and they kept voting.
Back in the USA, Senator Joe Lieberman responded to statements by fellow Democrats John Kerry and Edward Kennedy that Iraq had become a quagmire for American troops.
This is not a quagmire. This is millions of Iraqis rising up against the terrorists who threaten them with death if they came out to vote.
British military officials are still refusing to confirm how many soldiers died when an RAF Hercules plane went down north of Baghdad Sunday. It's thought that up to 15 Britons and a number of Americans were killed in that incident. Suzanne Chislett reports.
The aircraft was traveling from Baghdad to Balad Airfield. The reason for the flight has not been released. British Prime Minister Tony Blair paid tribute to those who died.
Our thoughts and prayers are with the families of those who lost their